Now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work, because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures, such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America and around the world via satellite and the internet. I'm Willem Back, is in studio with Stephen Pickford.
Hello there, everyone.
And we've got another special guest. Now, you know how much I love to rant and rave about how much fun I had in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, Steve.
Oh, yes. I have heard all your stories, read your report of it on our blog at twc.ca. And boy, I'm looking forward to visiting Pigeon Forge myself. Vic Phillips was down there many years ago as well. He loved it. So, I mean, everyone who goes to Pigeon Forge just has remarkable stories to tell.
And over 80% return guest rate. It's like one of those things where you say, wow, if only someone had told me I'd be going here all my life. Well, we got a special guest online with us, Jim Whaley from the Dixie Stampede. Now, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee is right near where Dolly Parton is from. And Dolly Parton, she gave back to the community. She decided she was going to give back to the people where she grew up, so people have jobs, but she's done such a wonderful job. And this particular place, the Dixie Stampede, Steve, and Jim, I'm going to let you tell us a little bit about it, but I will tell you that we came around Christmas time, which is Winterfest in Pigeon Forge, and the show that you put on has to be, without a doubt, the very best, well, included in the show, to be honest with you, with the very best nativity scene I've ever seen in my life. I mean,
well, thank you.
It will move the scroogiest of the Scrooges, and if you aren't in a Christmas spirit, Pigeon Forge will certainly help you out with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Christmas in the whole city of Pigeon Forge is absolutely wonderful. But Dixie Stampede, we tend to go overboard a little bit, if you will, and just give you all the greatest parts of Christmas that we can. And you can't leave out the nativity scene. That's what it's all about anyway. But, you know, it makes anytime I see the show, and I'm born and raised here in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. So anytime I see the Dixie Stampede, and I've been seeing it since I was a senior in high school is when the place opened, 25 years ago. So anytime I see the Christmas show, it makes me feel like I'm a five-year-old child again. It's got that kind of feel to it. It makes you remember growing up here in the mountains in East Tennessee, well, for me anyway. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful time. You throw the horses in, you throw the four-course magnificent feast in, then we're talking business.
Oh, we're going to get to that in a minute. And just last word on that particular, you know, people talk about the magic of Christmas. And Stephen and I, of course, being about as jaded, as cynical as you can possibly get a couple of guys, you know, we often fancy ourselves those two old guys in the Muppet Show balcony making fun of Fozzie Bear.
But curmudgeon one and curmudgeon two.
Oh, yeah. But having said that, I mean, when we went to the Dixie Stampede, I'm telling you, it was so incredibly delightful. I mean, not just you worked in the Nutcracker Suite and so on, but this whole thing with the nativity scene, you had real actors, real nativity scene, three wise men on camels bringing their gifts to, you know, the baby Jesus. You even had a dove who flew up to an angel, almost like a laser-guided dove, if you can imagine that. But it was done in such a way, you just sit there and go, wow, that's the magic of Christmas.
Well, that's why they call it Christmas. It's just, you know, when the camels, when the wise men come in, they give you that wow effect, just a whole wow, oh my goodness, because they're huge animals.
Well, that whole show, yeah.
They're just huge, but for the nativity scene itself, just the whole, the music, and then, yeah, the angel coming down, suspending out of the sky, and the dove flying to her is just a really cool way to finish that little scene off. So it's great. The Christmas, it's just my favorite time of the year, especially at Dixie Stampede. We have shows all year round, but it gets a little bit more special in November and December.
Now, I got to get into a little bit about what the Dixie Stampede is. Now, to an outsider who's never been there, I didn't know what to expect. If you imagine a dinner theater where they have a show in the middle, I mean, imagine a small arena, you know, not like a big, you know, Molson Center kind of arena, but, you know, a arena like the Verdun Auditorium almost, with something that looks like a hockey rink in the middle, made for the horses and the animals and what have you. And there's a real horse show, and it's really interesting too. What they'll do in some of these, kind of interesting, I've never experienced it before, Pigeon Forge, is one half of the room is Team A, the other one Team B. In this case, it was North Pole versus South Pole, or the North versus the South, and you have other ones with different teams, which makes it a lot more fun. This is a dinner theater, so while you're watching the show, they serve you a full meal, which is incredible. But that's not all.
I mean, that's the show. That's the big thing. We're going to get into that.
Sure.
But before you even get into this, okay, there's a small ante room that you get in, and you sit down, and initially you watch into it, go, well, you know, where's the stadium and everything? You sit down, and you can buy yourself a soda, and there's bluegrass music being played. And this is the kind of music, I'm telling you, these musicians having fun. They're incredibly talented, and you can't help but get into it. I'm sitting there tapping my toes, getting into it. You know, that's something they don't tell you in the brochure, and that really magnified the fun that I had. Okay, now I've taken up enough of the time, Jim. Tell us a bit more about it. I'm sorry. I'm just ranting on about this place.
I'm glad
the enthusiasm is exuding here.
Yeah.
The cool thing about it is what we try to create is an experience at Dixie Stampede from the second that you get out of your car. As soon as you open your car door, you're going to smell the chicken that's roasting, because we cook all the meal. It's hot, fresh, served every show. So on a busy time, like when you were there, we will run five shows in a day, 5,500 people.
Wow.
So when you step out of the car, you smell that, you hear the Christmas music play, and then you come up our boardwalk, and you're greeted by a Southern Belle. Mm-hmm. And she sort of gets things going for you, gives you directions where to go. She poses for pictures. She's really pretty. Then you go in we take a photo of a family, of families when they come in or guests, and it's something that a lot of people do, and it's a good way to have a keepsake. Then you go into what we call our carriage room, and I sort of describe that like an late 1800s saloon.
Yeah, that's exactly
that's kind of what the feel is.
Oh, yeah.
And what's cool about that room is people that have never been to Dixie before, when they come in the door and they sit down, they get a boot mug, from a collectible boot mug. Where
das Boot. It. I had Das Boot.
The boot is awesome. So those are collected all the time. Every year we have a new one. But so you get to that part, and what's cool is people are sitting there, and they're thinking, well, yeah, this is about what I expected, but how in the world did they get horses in here?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Nobody understands what's about to happen. So then we have a bluegrass band. Like you said, Mountain Ruckus is the name of the band. They're headlined by Gary Biscuit Davis. Everybody calls him Biscuit. And Biscuit is the only crowned three-time world champion banjo player. There's been people win it twice, but nobody's won the world championship three times, and Gary has. And those guys are so tight and so fun. It just really fits the area. That kind of music fits East Tennessee. That's kind of our roots there.
They interact with the crowd when they're playing, and you can tell this is what's so compelling, that they have fun when they're playing.
Yes, and that sort of feeds to the crowd, too. If you're not having fun, everybody knows it.
Yep.
So I think those guys, what Gary will tell me is, he says, if nobody else has fun, I know three guys that will.
You know,
because they get up there and just have a ball. They cut up, and they're world-class performers. I mean, Gary is what he was Dolly's band leader for a while when she was doing the bluegrass thing. So he's been on Letterman and Jay Leno and did the tour with Dolly, been on the Grand Ole Opry with her and all that good stuff. Her Halos and Horns album, Gary actually he produced that album with her.
That's incredible.
So he's very knowledgeable with music.
I could talk about this all day long, and we will have you back on the show, I promise you. But we have 30 seconds left. You want to give us all the particulars about reaching it, the website, and what have you?
Please. You go to DixieStampede.com. Just spell it all out. If you want to call for information, dial 1-800-356-1676. Is the best way to go. And I'm sorry I didn't get to get into the arena part of the show, because that's what I told you is just the pre-show.
Oh, yeah.
Once you get in the main arena, it's 35,000 square feet. There are 32 magnificent horses with 30 riders. The meal is a whole rotisserie chicken, hickory smoked pork tenderloin, buttery corn on the cob, an herb-basted baked potato, and a flaky apple turnover for dessert. And it's all the tea or Pepsi you can drink.
Oh.
I'm making myself hungry just talking about
me too. I have to get there.
Jim, we got to go. But
right,
please come back to us on the Travel World Radio Host. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclays Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclays Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclays Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world via the internet. I'm Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford. And we got, I mean, I've been ranting on and on about how much I love Pigeon Forge.
The enthusiasm about Pigeon Forge is just contagious in this room.
Well, yes, and that's another joke that we can talk about, right? But as far as Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, I have, you know, they say that you go there and you're definitely going to fall in love with the place. You want to go back again and again. And on the line with us, we got a special guest. We've got Donna Huffaker and from the Old Mill District, because the Old Mill is the centerpiece of Pigeon Forge. They have this mill, the original door, since 1830, the original place. It's incredible. Blows your mind. They make their own pottery. They still mill their own grain. One of the most fascinating places. Donna, welcome to Travel World.
Well, thank you very much. Good to hear from you, Willem.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're glad to have joined you. And you know what? If you ever get a chance to meet Donna, you got to meet her. Because she's going to inject enthusiasm into you. She could take a stone, and it'll come to life. it was such a delight meeting you, Donna. Tell us a little about the old mill square area of Pigeon Forge.
Okay, I would love to, Willem. And by the way, we certainly enjoyed having you all visit. We love having visitors in Pigeon Forge. That's what we're all about. But the old mill is a landmark in Pigeon Forge, and it has been since the 1830s. And we're kind of like a working, living museum, just trying to maintain the heritage that the old mill was built on. So we have over a million visitors that come through the mill every year and on the way to the Great Smoky Mountains. So we're just so excited about our heritage, and we feel like our visitors have a unique opportunity to step back into time and see what life was really like in the Smoky Mountains in East Tennessee back in those days before they had all the other things that we have today, and the way of life, the way they preserved their crafts, and the way they did things the old-timey way. And you'd be real surprised. You might not think people really are interested in that, but I'm just so surprised every day that the people that have so many questions to ask about the old mill and the way of life, the way it used to be in Pigeon Forge.
Oh, it's fascinating. I mean, I enjoyed even watching the process of the milling the grain there. They make all kinds of different kinds of flours. And indeed, right next to the old mill itself is a restaurant that makes products using what they mill there. You know, like we had in Littleton, New Hampshire, the Littleton Diner. And much the same way, you have the old mill restaurant in Pigeon Forge.
People want to go back and discover their heritage, and they like to look back at a simpler, gentler time. And certainly they can find that in Pigeon Forge.
And friendliness, above all things.
And that is one of our main goals is our hospitality and just showing our visitors, you know what we're all about. And we also try to be real self-sufficient as possible. We're pretty sustainable. We grind our own corn and make our own meals, and we use a lot of those products in our restaurants. And we have our pottery store that's been there for over 40 years, and we make our own pottery that they actually use the pottery in the Pottery House Cafe restaurant. So we like to think that we are kind of like a museum, and we try to use all of the things that we make right there on the spot in our everyday life at the old mill. And I think that's what makes us so unique. And people seem to really enjoy it. We say you turn at traffic light number 7 and you go back 200 years. And it's pretty much that kind of feeling that you get when you cross the bridge.
There's something even more special. A little word about that restaurant attached to the pottery, to the pottery mill there. Is they are famous for their pie. I understand it's legendary.
Absolutely. The pecan pie. People come from far and near to get the pecan pie, even if they don't have the opportunity to have dinner there. You'd be surprised that people come in and out that just come there just to get the pie. And, of course, during the holidays, I think that's just something that's part of everybody's Christmas or Thanksgiving meal is a pecan pie from the old mill.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that until afterwards, and I said, "What are these delicious pies?" And no one told me. Keeping secrets.
Keep some
right.
extra
you know
room.
And I think the day you were there, they had some. They were doing like 100 pies that were going out that day. So we couldn't even come up with one pie as we came through the restaurant for you. But I noticed how Tom Atkinson ended up with one. Funny how that worked.
He had his mark out for it.
You see, he already knew about the famous pie there.
Yes, he did.
A lot of very interesting shops. Because if you continue along, and it's a small road, but there's such interesting little shops there. There is a candy maker that's there, a chocolatier, and there's another little place where you can buy all kinds of mixes and dips and things. Tell us about these places, please.
Okay, well, the candy store itself is most of the they try to do that the old timey way too. Most of the equipment in there, we dip our own chocolates, and they use the big copper kettles to make the fudge in, and we make our own taffy. We have a taffy machine that's over 100 years old, and we just really try to give everybody the experience. We have a glass window, and the people can look in and watch them dip the chocolates and watch the taffy machine roll the taffy off of the off of the big machine, and it really is interesting. We do. The children seem to really enjoy it. Of course, kids love candy, but they seem to really enjoy that candy store.
I like chocolate too.
I do too. And you know what? I will breeze through there, and I'm always asking if they need somebody to sample something, and sometimes they really do, and I'm the first one in line too.
They also have sugar-free chocolates, which is worth noting.
They absolutely do. They kind of cater to people that can't actually have all the really good stuff. So they do have a substitute for people that can't take a chance on the other.
What's really neat about that is it shows that the place is adaptable, is in touch with what people are in need of today.
Absolutely.
And they still maintain their traditional methods. And that's really
absolutely
kind of interesting.
Well, you know, we really try to cater to the family, because we feel like that is the main way people live back then. The family, they all worked together, and they all had specific jobs to do, and that's pretty much the way it is at our place. Even the people that work there, some of them, their families have been a part of the O'Neill for generations, and they treat people just the same as if they were in their own home, because they have so much pride in the O'Neill, and I think that's one thing that makes it all work so well for us. It's just everybody just enjoys what they do.
Interesting you mention that word pride, because in many, many cases when they're talking about, like William Edwards Deming talking about quality control, the number one thing he goes over and over is pride in workmanship. And when you mention that, people, when they're proud of what they do, they put out a better product each and every time. And that's something you can tangibly taste in everything that you have over in Pigeon Forge, and particularly the Old Mill District.
I think that is true. I think there is so much pride in all the places in Pigeon Forge, because we know that it didn't used to be what it is today, and people, you know, their life was hard back then, and so they really appreciate what it has become, and you know, they certainly don't take it for granted.
No, it's not just that, but they you can tell. I love small businesses. It's like you can tell as the community has really gotten together. It's not some big conglomerate came in and we're going to set up our cookie cutter this and our cookie cutter that.
Absolutely.
And in many cases, you have these places available to you. But what's really nice about the Old Mill area is I love watching people just make a success out of them, like they're doing over in the Old Mill District. Now, tell me, Donna, about that one place where we bought these little mixes and they have dips and all kinds of stuff.
Yes. Well, Willem, that's one of the favorite places that people like to visit because they can go in there, and it's actually like going in Grandma's kitchen because they always have something cooking on the stove, something that they're maybe a new recipe or something that they're trying out that they want people to sample. So when they come in, that you can smell that aroma, and they usually have some cornbread in the oven, and they have all of our products there for sampling. And so you can actually kind of cruise through there and sample a lot of the different mixes and lots of the dips and that type thing, and really almost make a meal on what you've been able to sample. And usually you'll see people go out of there with, you know, several of the things that they had the opportunity to sample. So it's just a unique opportunity. And, you know, even when I'm used to being there all the time, I never pass a chance to get to go through the back door and maybe see what's on the stove.
I think I understand entirely why. Donna, we have just a little under 1 minute left to go. Do you want to give us any final tidbits for this particular segment? Website, location, phone number, anything that's that you want to get out there?
I will be glad to. You can reach us on the line at omillsquare.com, or they can simply just find O'Neill Pigeon Forge. And there's several ways. It's really easy to find us on the website. And we have a mail order, and that will lead you to all our different sites and tell you a little bit about all of our stores. And we just would like to say that We just want our guests to experience an experience like none other that you can find today. We just love to have visitors, and we love for them to know who we are and what we're about.
Well, Don Huffaker, thank you for joining us on the Travel World Radio Show. This is Willem Backus and Stephen Bickford. Stay tuned, everybody. Donna, we want to have you back sometime soon. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Willem. You have a good evening.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada, 1-800-531-7921, or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world on the internet. I'm Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford, and we have a very special guest on the line with us right now, Steve.
Yes, you remember him as one of a famous actor. You know him as the highest rated daytime talk show host in the history of the CTV television network, taking over from Joyce Davidson in the early 80s. Now, there's a name from the past. But today, he's the writer of the Boomer Monologues. He's a weekly column on the Huffington Post called Boomer. Welcome to Travel World, Alan Thicke.
Good morning.
And also one of the only people who actually knows that Vic Phillips actually exists.
That what exists?
Vic Phillips, our other famous Kirkland Laker.
My goodness. Yeah. Now, did I hear a rumor that one of you is from Kirkland Lake, or at least knows the territory?
No, it's our good friend Vic Phillips. Vic Phillips,
hey,
Canada's centennial anchor man there. So. So
I still get up there for funerals, but I don't have a lot of opportunity to get up that far north anymore.
That's one of those things these days. You look in the newspaper in the obituary section, and you start recognizing names that you know.
It's loaded up there.
Well, I hope to find I look and I don't want to see my own name there. That'll freak me out.
Exactly.
So tell us a bit more about your column and what you've been up to, and all the great things that our listeners here on Travel World can learn from you.
Well, the Huffington Post column is a humor column, and I'm having a great time with that. You know, my career started as a writer way back at University of Western Ontario in London. I was actually aspiring to be a football player, and I blew out a knee, so they let me write the football coverage for the Western Gazette, and I quite enjoyed that, and that began a career as a writer. It was only much later than I was actually on camera or performing, but I had a wonderful 10-year career as a writer, writing for Flip Wilson and Bill Cosby and Richard Pryor and all of a lot of the variety television shows down here in the States. So it was always kind of a goal of mine to try to get back and do some writing, and the technology now that allows you to work from home makes that especially convenient. So I have written a couple of humor books, and now this the Huffington Post Boomer Monologues has been great fun for me, and we'll probably do a syndicated radio show spinoff from that and a book. So basically the premise has been that this year statistically is the first year that the first batch of baby boomers is retiring.
Yes.
Which means that if you're under 50 at least, you're now in charge of the world starting next year, so good luck. And what we try to do, kind of tongue in cheek, is pass on what we've learned and the mistakes we've made and see what the young punk generation is going to do about it.
Well, the boomers are the largest sector of the North American population, and they're the ones who are leading the charge into traveling around the world into the destinations. But they've got a lot of insight and experience that can be imparted to the younger generation.
And discretionary income, or if not income, at least revenue, or at least whatever's left over that hasn't been stolen from our 401k plans.
I remember that TV commercial where you had this candy bar called Payday, and then you see the cleaver come down and goes, "Payday after taxes." So
there you go. Yeah, well, I do love to travel myself, and sometimes, in fact, I feel a little overbooked, if I find myself gone every weekend somewhere or other. But we travel occasionally, recreationally, electively, but often it's because there's a charity or an event or an appearance involved. But at least that way we do get to see much of North America, if not the world, and we love those opportunities. I just came back from Banff last night, where I took my 14-year-old son to an appearance I was making on behalf of the Waterkeeper Alliance and Robert Kennedy Jr.'s foundation to save our waterways and preserve the things that we love to vacation on, and that includes the fabulous lakes of Canada, of course. And so I took my son up there. We had a couple of great days in Banff. We played in an exhibition hockey game and did some skiing on some of the finest snow in North America. So that was our treat for last weekend. Next weekend, we'll go to the Sundance Film Festival and do much of the same thing. And then we'll follow that with a trip to Cabo San Lucas. We're getting all of the weather opportunities North America offers this time of year.
Progressively warmer as you travel.
Yes, through the winter season, you need that sort of warmer time as well. But you can combine the great outdoors of Banff and Sundance, and then down to Cabo San Lucas. Beautiful.
I also find that the further south you go, the better hockey player you are.
Yeah, all of Montreal players end up somewhere in Tampa or in Miami. So,
well, my wife's from Bolivia. I suspect if they ever invite me down there to play hockey, I'll be an all-star.
Yeah, they'll name you to the Hall of Fame.
I'll be the best stick handler in La Paz.
You might already be, but
yeah.
Now I'm wondering.
Still a shaky slap shot, though.
I'm wondering if, when you went to Banff, which hotel you stayed at, and whether you had better luck than our own resident Vic Phillips did. Every time he goes to the Banff Springs Hotel, he seems to have some kind of an issue.
Well, I stayed at the Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel, as did all of the celebrity guests for that weekend. And I have to say that they treated us wonderfully, and I've been going back there for many years for this event. In fact, I host the event. It'll be seen on the Fox Network in the States. I'm not sure where it appears in Canada, but on the Fox Network as a Saturday afternoon sports special sometime over the next couple of weeks. And, of course, for events like that, you can bet that airlines and hotels are always on their very best behavior and taking their very best shot to entertain and amuse everybody. They had a pretty good group up there, including the entire Kennedy family, and Alec Baldwin was there, and Marcia Gay Harden, and a lot of people that you know and love from television and movies. Michael McDonald from the Doobie Brothers did a wonderful concert. So they really muster all of their forces for these kinds of weekends. But I've snuck into Banff a couple of times on a couple of occasions electively as a citizen, and had a great time there. So I've got to recommend it.
Very much enjoy Banff. It's been a few years since I've been there, but the scenery is unparalleled. And, of course, the spas, and of course, near Lake Louise, go at the outdoor spring waters. Boy, relaxation at its best, and brings back memories as well of our travels through the Rockies on Via Rails Canadian, which is also one of those memorable trips of all time.
Now, that I haven't gotten to do yet. You know, of all of that, I like to think I've seen much of what Canada has to offer, and I have yet to ever do the Rockies rail trip, and I hope to get that opportunity someday.
Well, actually, Alan, funny you mention that, because you're actually talking to the travel hosts who actually were the first people to broadcast live from a moving train. In 2002, we actually did that, and we got written up in Radio World magazine. And if you are truly interested in doing such a thing, I do know that in November time, Stephen is planning to do a 10th anniversary edition of that trip.
When are you doing that, in November? Mm-hmm.
In November. I'm looking to go 10 years after we did the first trip across Canada on the train, looking to do
it. Isn't that great? Well, I'd love to hear all about it, and I'd be happy to write about it in the Huffington Post, too, because, you know, we're always looking for subject matter, and I'd be happy to trumpet the incomparable experience of going through my native country, through the Rockies, on a railway car.
Well, indeed, and also the accomplishments that tend to go unnoticed of Canadians around the world. And also as humorously exemplified in some of the TV shows that you've been appearing recently.
Well, yeah, you know, it's been interesting because we're at about the 20th anniversary of the cancellation of the Growing Pains sitcom.
Sure.
And so it seems that the entertainment business is now largely run by 30-somethings who grew up on our show. So there seems to be a fondness, nostalgia for those of us who were on those kinds of shows, plus a curiosity to see if we still have our teeth and our hair and our faculties and how fat we've gotten. And So we get a lot of calls to show up on some of the current shows, and especially the younger demographic. A lot of exposure to, as I said, the 30-somethings. So it's been very pleasant that way to revisit the fondness that the audience has had for that show back in those days.
Alan, we'd like to keep you online for our next segment, if that's all right with you.
I'm good for a couple of minutes. I'm going out to pick up a child from a roller hockey rink.
Well, we got
can't get enough of that high, even if it's not ice.
Well, we got a 4-minute break coming up, so I guess we'll have you on another segment of the Travel World Radio Show.
I think you'll have to invite me back.
We would love to do that, sir.
Anytime.
Okay,
thanks.
Okay, well, you know how to find me, and I know how to find you, and that way we'll find each other.
Thanks for joining us, perfect. Alan Thicke, on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
Okay, my pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed, and breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Board Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and a command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day. Reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world on the internet. It's Willem Backus in the studio with Stephen Pickford, and we got a very special guest online. I'm always raving about how much fun I had in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Oh, yes, the enthusiasm comes out of every pore in your body.
Now, we have a special guest online, Carl Thomas, who's the general manager of Inn by the River in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Oh, that's the hotel down by the river.
Yes, down by the river. I wonder where it's located, down by the river. But getting to the real thing, one of the things that sets Pigeon Forge apart about one of the things, what I really enjoyed, were the people there and just the level of service and the enthusiasm that you see there. And plus, there's one particular lady who's working the front desk, Steve, and she is from Burlington, Vermont.
Oh,
so
yes.
We have our own. Everybody's
connected. There's always a nebulous connection. Everyone is connected. But as you were saying, a lot of people in hotel business, airlines, they forget just the hospitality business, and they forget to put the hospitality in. And I'm glad to see that you found the hotel in Pigeon Forge that is hospitality exemplified.
I think Pigeon Forge itself is overall a very hospitable place. Carl, welcome to the Travel World Radio Show.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, we were delighted to have you. We want to really thank you once again for the great welcome you gave us when we went and toured just last month.
Yes, well, you're quite welcome. That's one of the things I like about Tennessee, too. I'm not originally from Tennessee, but I'm here to stay because of the people. Everybody seems to be so friendly in Pigeon Forge.
And they are. And you know what's funny? Having traveled an awful lot myself, and we have a couple of travel veterans in studio with us right now, you know, you can always tell when they put on the phony smile that they tell you to do a page 34 of the manual, make sure your smile is angled up at least 30 degrees so you give the illusion of actually caring what the customer wants. The people at Pigeon Forge actually mean it.
Yes, we do. We do mean it. That's the reason I think we're so successful. There's over 10 million visitors a year that actually come to Pigeon Forge.
And I wanted to thank you for something special you did for it. Now, this is something I tell. The places you go, they're not afraid to go the extra mile for you. Not just the extra mile, the extra lots of miles for you. And I've heard stories of you doing some exemplary things for your guests. And you don't have to be anybody special. You just go out of your way for people. And that's, you know, we really felt that welcome when we were at your property in Pigeon Forge.
Yes, yeah. We'll do anything that's legal for our guests. You know, we will go out of our way, get them whatever they need. Any special request, whatever you need, you know, we will take care of you.
Now, that's quite a claim because I have a whole list. But I'll tell you, the more mundane day-to-day thing, I mean, just something, take opening hours of the pool. Now, we were touring all day. I mean, it was part of our agenda to tour the Pigeon Forge area. And, you know, we got in. It was after 9 o'clock at night. And typically, I'm an early bird. I'm an anomaly in my own family where my wife and my kids, well, you know, if the sun hits them before noon, they turn to dust or something. But I'll be up at 5 in the morning. And, you know, I saw that pool. And, you know, a very rare thing to see in the South is an indoor pool in a hotel. And I was tickled. I said, I want to swim in that with a hot tub and everything. So, woo-hoo. And I asked the front desk. They cleared it with you, and they opened the pool. Special for me. I had my own quiet time in the pool.
Yeah, and I heard that you got down there pretty early, didn't you?
Well, I'm up at 5 in the morning every day, so, I mean, I'll go there. And for me, I find it so tranquil and relaxing, and especially in your hotel property, it was exactly that. You have that peace and quiet, and that's something you see in Pigeon Forge. You can have that excitement. It's almost like an arcade in the town and the strip up and down. And then on top of that, if you want the quiet, you get that too. So you get all the relaxation and all the recharging of your batteries that you'd ever want in a resort.
Yes. So I'm glad you enjoyed that. Yes, it's a neat little hotel, don't you think? It's just sitting there on the little Pigeon River with the private balconies and little ducks come by and all the animals and squirrels. And walk right up to your balcony.
And we named the ducks, too, so it's that kind of friendly place. The thing we enjoyed also, it's you've taken a hotel property, you've converted it to something special, which is also right next to a really fantastic property. My wife loves Christmas, so that particular property is great. And what was neat about it is, you know, unlike a lot of hotels, which are, you know, satisfied with just giving you a roll and maybe some juice, you have a full breakfast in the morning.
Yes, we do. I don't know how many items on there, but we do everything. We have yogurt on there and bagels and whatever you want. We have eggs and sausage and biscuits and gravy and fresh fruit and just about waffles, Belgian waffles,
yep.
Just about everything you'd want, cereals, all the milk.
You got also fridges in your room, too. So if you go to one of the many very generous of portion restaurants that are in the Pigeon Forge area and you have some leftovers to bring with you, there it is. You got your fridge to store it when you're at the hotel as well.
Yeah. We just put a brand new, good-sized refrigerator. It's not one of those little tiny ones inside of each room, just so you could be comfortable and put all your favorite beverages in there.
This is why, you know, it's funny, when we were speaking with Tom as well, who was, you know, our guide while we were in the Pigeon Forge area, and introducing us to the different people, it is so interesting. It's a nice, homey community where it's the kind of nice way where people know everybody. You know, you talk about some places where it's family style, and if you talk about my family style, that makes me cringe because it's get up and get it yourself, and you know, this isn't a hotel, and God yes. gave you legs, cook your own food, and I'm thinking, no, that's not my business.
Yes,
that's
when my father family. Said, he did, my father always loved restaurants, and he said, how come you don't want a home cooked meal? He says, if you lived in my home, you makes that restaurant across the street look so much better.
I thought your mother thought your father was divine because every time he gets a meal, he gets a burnt offering. But yeah. Anyway, but that's,
yes.
You know, so you want to get to a place that's the happy kind of family.
Yes.
You know, when they talk about family style in Pigeon Forge, they mean the happy kind, the kind that you get told all about your lifetime. It's actually real in Pigeon Forge, and the people really are welcoming you there. The food, oh my goodness, the food, I haven't had a bad meal in Pigeon Forge, not yet.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place. I refer to it, I always tell everybody when they come from out of town, it's kind of like Mayberry. We don't lock our cars here. You don't have to lock your home. Crime is almost unheard of. You know, maybe once a year, maybe there'll be something go on. It's just such a nice, friendly little place where you can let your kids roam around and not have to worry about them. I've raised my daughter, and I used to bring her friends up and turn them loose on the street and just say, be back here by 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. And I felt safe.
And you can feel full confidence that they're going to come home safe and knowing that they've probably had a really great time while they were there as well.
Yes.
Now, you're centrally located. I mean, Pigeon Forge up and down, they call it the Parkway. And your hotel is located pretty well midway the Parkway.
Yeah. That's what's neat about the place. It's hard to get lost. It's just basically one road.
Yeah.
And called the Parkway, and it goes all the way through town. And we're just right on the Parkway at a traffic light. Like I said, we're right in the middle of. You can walk to the 8 best restaurants, I think, in the city of Pigeon Forge from the hotel.
Now, Carl, we have about a minute and a half left to go. How would you tell us about something you're the most proud of your property?
Well, you know, the room cleanliness. I pride ourselves because I'm a real. Clean freak, sanitary freak. I make sure all the sheets are white, all the bedding is white, all the towels are white, because I want everybody to know that everything's just everything is taken off and laundered every day, just to make sure it's just, you know, pristine and clean and sanitary. And we all, like you said, we have the friendliest people in town. Out of over 100 hotels in the area, we're the 5th friendliest on TripAdvisor. And we pop popcorn in the lobby every night. We have 24-hour-a-day coffee. We have gourmet coffees out there. Actually, the coffee we serve in the lobby, we have 3 different flavors, is served in the White House.
Yeah, I noticed that. So, you know, and every time we were coming back to our room, it was always nice to help ourselves with a little bit of coffee there. And you have some fruit waiting for us, you know, bowls at the front desk. And the front desk staff. They're not only friendly and talkative, you know, in a welcoming kind of a way, but they're also very helpful. And we had a fantastic time at your property, Carl. So in by the river, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Carl, what's the website?
It's myinontheriver.com.
Carl, thank you for joining us, the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. We're glad to have you back on the air with us.
Thank you. Thank you. And please come visit me again.
Thank you.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.